Hey, all right. Can we give it up for Rob Miller, please? Picking in the park. The fourth week in a row here in downtown Paonia. Welcome, everybody. And let's give it up for the Broke Down Van Jazz Band. Those guys were great, and they kind of picked it up. Our other opening act, unfortunately, had a broke down van, in case you didn't get that. I do want to sincerely thank Rob Miller, though, for all the work he does bringing it here. You know, I've been in Paonia for a while, and I remember when we didn't have Picking in the Park, and it was just a dream for Rob, and he brought this to fruition. And, you know, I just want to give a big shout out. So could we give him a big hand, please? Rob Miller, everybody. And, you know, you can always support Picking in the Park. Find Rob and let him know if you have some sort of contribution or something you want to do to see this continue here in Paonia. And without further ado, we have three lovely sisters here this evening, all the way from Sweden. I mean, it's just amazing. These ladies came all the way from Sweden to entertain us. It fell. It fell. Is it too high? No, honey, it fell. You'll get it. That's okay. So all the way from Sweden, will you welcome, please, Baskeri.
Thank you guys so much. All vocals up a little bit. Thank you. So we're honored to be wrapping up this event. It's a good strategy to pick the international guests as last. We're gonna do a song about our hometown. called Shame and Dance.
Thank you very much. So yeah, we drove in from Denver this morning, and the further we got into the Rockies, the more beautiful it got.
And also, we're higher than Denver, aren't we?
Always high in Denver.
Huh? Yeah. You're pretty wild out here. We're from Sweden, you know.
We're even wilder.
Yeah. I mean, we're in from a quite remote place. It's way up in the north, so
We can handle wild too.
I was very, very happy when I saw the peach trees when we were driving in here, because we haven't really
seen much.
No, it's like the ultimate sign of a fruitful place. Talking about fruitful, we're gonna do a song about family.
Yeah, we don't have a brother, we're three sisters, so this is a song about the brother we never had.
We don't really miss him that much, but we decided to write him a song anyway. This is called Oscar Jr. Restaurant Bar.
Congratulations to a great performance. You certainly did the best you could tonight. Congratulations to a great performance. You gathered all your friends and made a decent crowd. And now your brother's here to pick you up. Congratulations to your first appearance, Mr. in his silver in that hat. Congratulations to your first appearance. Was it worth the drive? Were people nice to you? And now your brother's here to pick you up. Ooh, at the Oscar Junior Restaurant Bar. The Oscar Junior Restaurant Bar. Congratulations, congratulations. You had a little rosebud in your hand. Congratulations. Congratulations, a rosebud in your hand and two upon your cheeks. And now your brother's here to pick you up. Ooh, at the Oscar Junior Restaurant Bar. The Oscar Junior Restaurant Bar.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our mother, she told us that if we would have had a brother, he would have been called Olaf.
It's like a Viking name.
All right, so.
So actually, it's our old man's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Daddy.
Happy birthday, Papa. He couldn't be here, but we actually planned to bring him over, but our mother doesn't like flying, so it would have been hard, like 6 weeks on a boat or something.
That's how most Swedes came here a few hundred years ago.
Exactly. Do we have any Swedish people out there? Yellow and blue.
Anyone who speaks Swedish out there, by chance?
Jewish.
That's not the same, unfortunately. But we're going to do this song for our old man, and this is a Neil Young song.
My life.
Daddy. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. We love us some Neil Young. We know he's Canadian, but anyway, that's pretty close, right? That's the right attitude.
Hey, we're all related in the end.
So in the middle, we have our big sister, Greta, and she wrote this song about an airplane, a falling bird, a falling steel bird. It was that they made this experiment. They crashed this airplane in the desert just to see what happens when a plane goes down. And Greta watched this documentary and got really emotional about the plane. Yeah. They're very sentimental. So Greta wrote the song about this beautiful aircraft that was called Big Flow.
Yeah, this song is called Big Flow, or Adios, Big Flow.
Took you out on the last ride to the deserts of Mexico. They put you away for a long sleep in a hangar in Alamo. Big Flow, I'm on your side. Well, Big Flow, I won't let you down. Big Flow on the last ride. Swing low, adios, Big. Thank you. took a dive in a cloud of sand, rubbed out a form of glory like a giant pushed up on land. Big Flo, I'm on your side. Big Flo, I won't let you down. Big Flo, on your last ride, swing low. Adios, Big Flo.
Thank you.
Thank you all very, very much. Oh, we have a little companion in the front. A dog like facing the crowd. He's like, I'm in
center
the band.
Center of attention.
Too. I'm in the band for sure.
He's the one who makes the band look cool.
I've never seen a singing dog. You know, dogs, they don't sing that well, but they can howl. So, guys, have you ever been called a dog? It used to be a quite cool thing in the 50s, right? Hound dogs. You know, a dog, it was kind of a guy with an attitude problem. That's a hound dog.
Have you ladies ever been called a female dog?
That is a woman with an attitude problem.
This song is called Throw a Bone because the dogs need to play.
Give me your hand, give me your hand, give me your hand.
too harsh to be.
Like a little puppy for me, honey.
Oh, yeah! Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Wow, you're a wild bunch. Okay, so we're going to Pagosa Springs tomorrow. And last time we were there, last year, we had some problem with the altitude. We got like shivers on stage and everything.
Is there, CJ, the tape you had before, is it around still?
And they were providing oxygen backstage, but we realized that too late. We're gonna see if it works this time. We would like to wrap up the first set with a song about our new hometown, which is Nashville, Tennessee. Yeah, we moved there a few months ago, and
we're moving
what can
out.
I say? The southern hospitality is really awesome, but it's too damn warm down there. Too humid. What were you gonna say, Biggie? Yeah, gives you curly hair. Does weird stuff to you. But How do you feel about country music? Yeah?
Really?
Well, we kind of feel that country music has been misbehaving for a few years now.
Agree.
The hats, they grow bigger and bigger and bigger. And the music keeps getting worse.
Yeah, especially bro country. You know?
Yeah, we just heard about that new genre called bro country. What is it?
Well, it's like guys with two big hats, as you said, and trucks like big as the moon. And they're all singing about six packs and cheap women. We don't like that. We like six packs, but we don't like the condescending.
Well, they should be they should be on the man too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've decided to give country music a little spanking. And if you want to help out, we're going to take you on a trip. And in Sweden, we call country music horse jazz. Because if horses tried to play jazz, it would sound like country music. No horses were harmed, I promise.
In the process, in the making of country music.
You're making on me.
Are you guys ready for some man country music? Let's get muddy.
Are you ready?
Thank you.
thought, right? Horses are meant to run free.
Thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
That is Baskery live on KVNF. Good evening. This is Jeff Reynolds from the Paonia Town Park. It's the final Pickin' in the Park concert of the season. And we're bringing you three sisters from Sweden that are rocking the park. They call themselves Baskery, Queens of Banjo Punk, according to their website, baskery.com. And we hope that you're enjoying the concert. We had a little bit of a rough start with some technical glitches, but we seem to be rolling along now, and we hope you're enjoying the show.